The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Well, we're still trying to decide what to call the 7 o'clock hour. Romy came up with a couple of great ideas this week. We generally refer to it as Arizona People, Places, and Events. Sanderson Ford sponsors the hour. We're talking, however, today about a place even your F-250 can't go. One of the few places your F-250 can't make it, we're talking about space with Dr. Roger Windhorst from ASU, astrophysicist. I got him in here because I wanted to talk about the origin of gravity. I don't know, with my faith-based upbringing, no matter how many mathematical formulas stand between today and the origin of the universe, there still has to be an origin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does the size of the universe, the age of the universe, humble you, awe you, or inspire you?
Well, it certainly humbles and awes, but also inspires. It does all of the above.
It does.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's mind-boggling, literally.
And in my simple little carpenter mind, I mean, I have a hard time. I can do it, but I have a hard time laying out a compound miter cut on a truss when I'm framing a conventional frame roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I start thinking about E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
And how does somebody get to that point? And I'm thinking, sooner or later, no matter how far you take it back, you're faith-based no matter what you believe.
Right.
Because it's unknown.
Right.
So you're taking a step out in faith.
There are assumptions and steps in faith.
There are assumptions. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. There's got to be some intelligent origin
mm-hmm.
to start the whole thing.
Yeah, I certainly hope so and believe so.
I mean, you were stating in the break that we only observe 5% of the known
of the visible universe.
I mean, that's mind-blowing. Where's the rest of the 95%?
Well, it's dark matter and dark energy, we think. As I said, it's 2 Nobel Prizes away from us knowing what that is. But we don't know what 95% of the universe is made up of. We know it's there, but we just don't know. We have no clue what it is.
It's omnipresent.
Well, yeah, because the universe looks the same in every direction. So this dark matter and dark energy ought to be everywhere, yeah.
It's got to be as close to eternal as anything we can know about, right?
Well, this is the thing about dark energy. It makes the stock market look like amateurish, right? It's pure exponential expansion forever. That's what it causes. It causes the universe not only to expand, but to expand exponentially. The stockbroker's dream forever, forever. After it started 13.8 billion years ago. So there was a definitive start, but there is no end to it.
I think a few early Bitcoin believers caught a small fraction of that, right?
And then they lost
it. Yeah, then they lost it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Only 5% of the universe is observable.
That's what we see as visible matter, including wavelengths that are, you know, different from what the eye can see. But that's what we see. 4.5% is visible matter. The rest is there in terms of the E equals MC squared. It's there energy-wise and matter-wise, but we have no clue what it is.
And if I can jump on a rocket right now and travel the speed of sound, how long am I going to travel to the end of the known universe?
Well, I prefer to travel the speed of light. Then it would take only 13.8 billion years. If you travel at the speed of sound, it would take a little longer.
Oh, did I say sound?
It will take eternity.
So the rocket ship and I would be together for 13 billion years, traveling 186,000 miles per second.
Yeah, bring some extra health bars to eat because it takes a long time. Yeah,
And it may be bigger than that because the light beyond there may not have even reached us
yet, right? It's exponentially expanding, so you won't get to the end. It will take forever, literally.
Okay, Romy, take us to sweet corn.
Wait, I have a question. Do astrophysicists watch Star Trek and laugh?
I have this debate with my wife. Yes, we do. She doesn't like that, but we find all the physical flaws in Star Trek. I like Star Trek, but I can't have my science hat on because they cut a few corners.
I can't watch Westerns. It drives me nuts. I love Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday, but you can't shoot three shots out of a double-barrel shotgun without reloading.
That's right.
Come on. So who's watching this?
If you take my AST 111 course, I'll give you extra credit if you find all the physical mistakes in a movie like Star Wars.
Okay.
What is it they do that violates the laws of physics? Extra credit for it.
Dr. Roger Windhorst. Thanks. Romy, who you got coming up next hour?
Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. It is corn harvesting season. Arizona sweet corn is absolutely delicious and abundant. And we're going to talk about where you can get you some.